This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. As part of our Breakthrough series looking at the leading edge of health science and technology, we're taking a two-part look at fried chicken. Part one was the science, the chemistry, physics, and biology. Now we turn to part two, the art. And to find it, I stopped by a soul food haven in Fort Worth. In between the big box stores of West Fort Worth is a joint called Buttons, where the phones are always ringing and the funk's always playing.
Somebody trying to get a reservations up in here. Chicken and waffles, please. Can I get the chicken and waffles to go?
Keith Hicks is the executive chef at Buttons Restaurant.
Buttons was the nickname my grandmother gave me when I was a kid because I was cute as a button. I guess it was the dimples. I have dimples under the massive hair and the beard.
Buttons is where soul food and southern comfort food meet, Hicks says. Pot roast, shrimp and grits, gumbo. But he says the workhorse is the chicken and waffles, served up with a side of collard greens, sweet potato fries, blueberry cinnamon butter, and maple syrup. So he's frying chicken all day, every day.
If I was a chicken, I would be worried here in Texas, yes.
Hicks really loves dark meat. It's tender, it's juicy, and it's denser than white meat.
If you think about it, the chicken, when it's, you know, running around and jumping around on the farm, it's never flying. So the legs, thighs, the meat is darker because of the blood flow to those areas.
Professor Hicks is in the house.
Yeah, girl, chicken 101. That's how we break it down.
At Buttons, Hicks likes to keep his fried chicken simple, starting with the classic brine, a little bit of salt, onion powder, and garlic powder.
And then what I say, a pinch of your mama.
A what?
That a pinch of your mama is like those last ingredients that you never get. You know, however your mom would do it, you know, try to emulate and get there. You'll just feel it. That's exactly what I mean.
Then he dredges the chicken in seasoned flour with more of that pinch of your mama. In the Buttons kitchen, there's your standard restaurant fryer. Then there's the new monster fryer that holds 70 pounds of hot oil.
Big daddy fried daddy, big pimping back there, yep.
Hicks fries his chicken at 350 degrees, and it usually takes about 10 minutes before the legs and thighs are done cooking. Breasts a little sooner.
Oh, that heavenly sound. Fried chicken and oil. Oh, glory.
Hicks learned how to cook by watching his mom in the kitchen back in West Virginia. He was 9 years old when he made his first meal. Fried pork chops, mashed potatoes, and green beans. After leaving the military, he pursued what he calls a degree in taste budology. He describes himself as the journeyman, learning the tricks of the trade in kitchens across the country. While Hicks recognizes the science and technique to cooking, there's much more to it.
For me, it's more of an intuitive, more of a spiritual process. In other words, if I was a piece of chicken, how would I want to be touched and how would I want to be seasoned? And that's how my whole process starts. And then with that, you go from your memories, like your pinches.
Hicks says that's the soul in soul food, not the measuring cups or the recipes. This is the food people keep coming back for.
You know, this is food that Nana or Mom, you know, prepared, something to sustain you to go through the whole day.
And he says cooking it isn't hard, but it does take all five senses, a bit of your own magic, and a pinch of your mama. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.